I'd like to welcome Kirsty Ray to the studio. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi, Neil. Thank you.
My pleasure. So we've got Kirsty in here today primarily because she is the designer in residence for the upcoming Design Canberra 2020 festival. Can we call it a festival? It sort of is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's a great role. Congratulations on being selected as a designer.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
So what do you get to do?
What do I get to do as designer in residence?
Yeah.
I'm kind of an ambassador, I suppose, mm-hmm. for the whole festival. Happy to do that, because it really is a strong focus for Canberra's, you know, incredible design across a really broad range of areas. Those areas include things like, you know, artists, tours to studios, talks, events at Craft ACT itself, the members show, installations around Canberra, workshops, a whole lot of things, open houses. So it's a really broad cross-section of design, art, craft events.
That has been popular for a number of years now, hasn't it?
I know.
A decent number of people last year, I think.
Yeah, 114,000, I believe.
It is immense.
Incredible.
So I guess the challenge this year is trying to do the same thing, but who knows under what circumstances.
Yeah, definitely. And the incredible Craft ACT team are obviously working with that and on that. And I think as we move closer to November, the festival dates are the 9th to the 29th of November.
Okay, yep.
And as we move closer to that, they no doubt will let us know what's possible and how we move through things, etc. So fingers are crossed, though, that it will be pretty much open house.
Yeah, so it's going to hopefully be a full-on second half of the year after not that much on the first half. So Contour 556 happens October, and then obviously straight after that, it's Design Canberra time. So it's probably early at this stage to talk about highlights, I guess. They're probably still nailing those down at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
But the first thing was, of course, that if you look at any of the Design Canberra material for this year, you get to see one of Kirsty's works. You made that for the festival, I believe.
I did. I was approached earlier in the year about the role, and I was very honoured to receive that. And so straight away started designing, working on that piece. And it's a piece that will go into the annual member show at Craft ACT Galleries in November, late October.
Okay.
And run through the festival. So, yeah, I worked on it through pretty much lockdown. Yeah.
I guess that's one of the things that, as an artist, lockdown's all very well and good as long as you've actually got something to work towards.
True. I was lucky to have that as one of my focuses for that period of time, sort of late February, March, April. And I was lucky too that I was able to go to the studio. I worked pretty much by myself there.
Ah, of course, because you can do that in your space.
So I could travel between home and the studio, which was great because it was, in a way, it was like doing a residency in my studio. I was just there. You know, as we know, hardly anything else was open during that period.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the work itself, ultimately, I think, is that a piece that will be for sale? Or is that one of the things that happens?
Yeah, I believe that all the artworks in the member show will be for sale. And, of course, that's a huge cross-section of media.
Mm. So we're talking with Kirsty Ray about the Design Canberra exhibition on Arts Cafe. And we'll be back in a moment. We'll be talking to Kirsty more about what she's doing in her own practice. In the meantime, now, this is Os Mutantes and Canto de Mambo.
Essa é a história de rapaz que encontrou seu sucesso algures além mar. Seu nome, Cantor de Mambo.
Baila el mambo que yo canto a ti.
¡Mambo! ¡Mambo!
vida. Sin tus besos yo soy nada. Baila el mambo que yo canto a ti. Yo te miro, tú me miras. Tu cuerpo mi delirio. Baila el mambo que yo canto a ti. Eu já tenho Cadillac, moro aqui em Hollywood. Sou sucesso aqui na América, sou o rei cantando mambo.
That is Os Mutantes, and Cantor de Mambo came from an album called Everything is Possible that was actually put out in 1999, but I'm sure that's a lot older than that because they were around in the 60s and 70s. And we've got Kirsty Ray in the studio, and now we're going to talk more about what Kirsty's up to, which apparently is quite a lot.
Yeah, I've been busy right through lockdown and now too, working towards various shows that are coming up.
So what's on for you show-wise?
Well, this November I've got a solo show at Suki and Hugh Gallery in Bungendore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful space. So really the focus is on that. And, yeah, I've been working away in the studio, but I do have a month's residency coming up, Canberra Glassworks, which was part of the Klaus Moyer Award last year.
All right, yep.
So it'll be great to go in there and just, like, stuck into making work for November.
So after the residency there, is there work that comes out at the Glassworks or is this going to be more for the other shows?
For the other shows, okay, and, yeah, a couple of group shows that I'm working on too.
Mm. So I guess in the past often you'd have a focus which took you across to the US and other places, but not happening at the moment, I imagine.
It's definitely not. No, I cancelled two trips this year. One was to a conference in Sweden. And the other was I had two teaching stints in the US right now, actually.
Uh-huh.
So both those obviously were cancelled. And, yeah, nothing has been rescheduled yet.
Yeah. With the US, that's really a bit of an epicentre for glass generally, isn't it? And many sales of local glass probably go over there in the past. I imagine that's also come back a lot in the last few months.
Yeah, talking to, colleagues around town, that really is the case. Things are really quiet, and because glass, America has got a big collector base, particularly for glass, which is great, but things have been quiet.
Yeah, so once again, those times that you've probably got back that you didn't expect, you can work in the studio, and apart from design Canberra, there's other areas which are getting your attention at the moment, I guess.
Yeah, it's always that balance between, making work and actually time on the computer, with all the admin of stuff. Yeah, I'm negotiating with a museum in Japan at the moment for a 2022 show, and it's so much time on the computer, getting lists of things together, etc. But it's all part of it. And I've still been doing some work at Canberra Glassworks through them and some Monday night teaching class that's resumed, which is great.
Yeah, so things are gradually picking up again, which is terrific. Might just be local, but at least it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It feels good.
That's great. So as the year goes on, we'll find out more about what's happening with Design Canberra. We'll get people in here as we get close to the festival itself, because it should be a pretty exciting time in November. In the meantime, it's been good to talk to you now, and we'll find out more about Design Canberra as the year rolls around.
Thanks, Neil. You'll hear lots more, I'm sure. Yeah.
Thanks, Kirsty.